This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. We pride ourselves on providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. I'm here with Paul Sharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talking about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. We help Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the small business capital team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government-guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
When you got traded, you were where? Where were you when you found out?
I was at home, one of the bus and of the cops. He called me and said, hey Eloy, I know it's not gonna be fun to hear that, but you got traded to the White Sox. I wanna say, what? Wait a minute. What'd you say? And he said, yes, you got traded to the White Sox. I say, wow. I think that was a really sad moment for me.
When did it start feeling normal?
After a week.
After a week?
Yeah. After a week, I started to feel more comfortable, but I still feel a little bit sad, you know, because I don't understand what the why.
You still don't.
Like, now it's okay. Like, now I'm good. I'm feel really good. I feel like I'm at home.
Thanks, Cubs.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was a remarkable exchange there. That is Chuck Garfine driving Eloy to the game. He had him in the front seat.
They picked him up
and they
at US
yes,
a Guaranteed Rate Field, and they brought him to Wrigley Field.
Yes,
and they did the whole thing with interviewing him along the way. Great idea, terrific execution.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
You heard Eloy, and the thing that stood out to you that I still don't understand the why. Join the club. There'll be a lot of Cubs fans that will be asking themselves that question for years.
What was the question that you asked this morning of that particular interview? Who's driving him home?
Who drove him home? The guy deserved a limo ride home. Did Chuck stick around?
Leave the guy hanging.
No.
Hey, where'd my ride go?
No, taxi.
Hey, Bob.
Taxi.
Where's my ride?
Take an Uber.
Great headline in the Tribune this morning, page 3.
Thanks, Cubs!
The game story, one that got away with a picture of Eloy after the
and,
home run.
A nice call there by Jason Benetti.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cubs.
Yeah.
My only question is this now, Mully.
Yes.
What time does Chuck pick up Lucas Giolito?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You going to drive him?
I would
because
hope.
Because yesterday went so well from that standpoint.
I would hope Gio gets there on his own and gets into his routine. Didn't we see him delay his routine one time, and that caused a little issue.
So. But he rushed that routine,
so
the pregame ritual, and it still worked.
Well,
he recovered. He gave up a home run that day. Then he recovered, and he was the guy we had become accustomed to seeing.
No home runs, please.
Well, he could give up one.
On the first pitch.
He has had a pretty good – he hasn't given up many runs, but when he has,
he's
against
recovered.
The Royals, against the Yankees,
he's
recovered well, and I think that's part of his – new approach. He doesn't get rattled. He's somewhat unflappable. And this is a guy that I don't think the Cubs fans, if they remember the guy they saw last year, they're going to recognize. He's just a lot more composed. He's poised. He's polished. He's definitely a different pitcher.
Does Eloy hit a home run today?
Well, if
I think it was Dustin who said unequivocally he would not hit one yesterday.
I think he's capable of anything. He's hit six in his last nine games. He's on a tear. He hits them in bunches, and I won't know the answer to that question until I ask Steve Stone.
Two
can see it coming.
Two multi-homer game, Dustin? Is that what you're predicting?
That would be no shot.
Well, because when you say no shot, then he hits one. If you say two, maybe he won't. So why don't you just go ahead and say he's going to hit two tonight?
John Lester did give up three.
Can't do it.
He's something else. He also is willing to wear a Sox jersey tomorrow, but he wants me to go buy him a jersey or a shirt.
No, never said buy. I said provide.
Okay.
So if,
but you also said you're going to pick up dog poop with it.
If the
so I need something to do with it afterwards because I know if I wear it, you won't take it back.
If the Sox win tonight, Dustin's in black and silver tomorrow.
That's the idea.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good.
That was the deal. That was the bet he made.
That was a deal.
Yeah, it's a lockdown deal. We'll be tweeting it out.
That'd be, I could look forward to that moment.
Kevin, bring him a shirt.
I'll try to find an old one.
Like a really brassy one that doesn't fit him well.
One that I had in like middle school or something.
Aloy could homer tonight. You know, the White Sox, could. You don't know what John Lester you're going to get lately.
Yeah, you don't.
That's the problem for the Cubs.
Right.
The predictability that you thought was there has been missing lately. The last week or so, it's been a rough 10-game stretch. And I think you're going to see a very locked-in Lucas Giolito tonight. Now, let's look at last time he faced the Cubs. So that was last year, and September 22nd. I think this is what Zach was referring to. It was not good. 6 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. But last time he pitched at Wrigley Field was May 13th. 5 2/3. He only gave up 2 hits, but 3 runs.
Wow.
He got the victory. He walked 7. He walked 7 that day. That was the guy you saw last year struggle with his command and control. Only struck out 3. That was May 13th. He's a different guy than that guy.
Yeah, he's a significantly better pitcher this year than the guy last year. But we'll see. You know, again, these things, a lot of times you go into a game thinking a certain thing's going to happen, and then the opposite happens. The Cubs, they surely can't keep not hitting, right? I mean, when you look at the lineup, even, you know, if you discount the bottom guys they used last night, Dustin was infuriated by it. The fact of the matter is that you really have a lot of guys that can belt the ball, and you would think at some point they're going to break out of a slump, perhaps in Moss. Who knows?
You can think that, and I think that they have done that at times this year, but I don't know that you can really predict that because this is the same group that went through some struggles last season in the final half of the season. The second half was, you know, the problem.
Our offense broke.
That wasn't last night. That was last year, and I think that you're starting to see some similar tough signs. And if that happens again tonight, then you're going to be giddy. You're going to be giddy. And I heard from a couple Sox fans. You watched that last night. You're going tonight. They said that was as much fun as they've had from a Sox fan perspective watching a game in years. That was as good of an experience as they could remember.
Yeah, I thought that the kind of disparity between the first at-bat and the last at-bat for Aloy Jimenez was really remarkable. You know, he comes up with the bases loaded, and you're against Cole Hamels, a pitcher who's going to get better as the game goes on, and this is where you have to make your mark, and you think, like, wow, could he do something? And he grounds out into a double play, and then immediately the Cubs respond, first pitch of the game, home run, and you're just like, it felt so deflating. And then you get to the later innings, and you're in the ninth inning, and all of a sudden here comes a two-run homer. And it was a great moment for him. It was a great moment for the White Sox because I think it meant a lot to them to win that game, and they now have their best pitcher going. And, you know, Len said on the broadcast yesterday that the Sox have a weird rotation.
That's the word he used.
And I wouldn't argue
with
him.
And I was assigned to watch the Cubs telecast,
yes, you were.
So I watched that, and I noted that, and I thought, boy, that is a, you know, that's an odd word to use, and yet it's not inaccurate at all. It is a weird rotation.
Well, it's because they don't, you know, Rodon is not there. Kopecka got hurt. They don't. The players you thought were going to be there aren't there. I'm just saying.
There's a disparity between you may have the best pitcher in the American League as the starting pitcher, and you may have the worst starting pitcher in the American
That's
League
right.
in Despaña.
Yes.
That's no disrespect meant to him. But when you look at the numbers and you look at where he was when before he signed with the White Sox, that gap creates this weirdness that Len referenced, and it is a weird rotation.
And we had talked a week or so ago about the Cubs being on ESPN and the broadcast saying that that Joe uses the
Cubbies
as a sort of magic spot to get guys out of a slump. And you know, again, that didn't show a ton of knowledge of the Cubs at the time, and we kind of talked about it. But is it possible, as a couple of texters have suggested, that the magic, not spot, but the magic ride of a Chuck Garfine could heal anybody.
Well,
and someone said Manny Benuelo should be picked up by Chuck and driven around.
Yeah, pick him up and leave him somewhere.
This is going to be a thing.
All right, yeah. Crazy idea for tonight, guys, all right? Yeah. You skip John Lester, you start Tyler Chatwood to rouse the clubhouse, to galvanize the whole group together.
Galvanize.
You inspire.
You are so misrepresenting what Bruce was reporting. You are so misrepresenting.
Let's get to the calls.
He never said galvanize.
What did you say?
Galvanize.
What did you say, Dustin? I didn't hear.
Let's take a phone call.
Okay, let's get to the phone lines. Who do we have here?
Sounds like an order.
Steve in the Quad Cities. You're on the score with Mully and Haw.
It's too far away.
Yeah, hey. Why do you guys think that the Cubs are just going to magically start hitting? Does Joe have a magic wand in his dugout that he's going to wave over him?
No, he has the leadoff spot. Are you not listening?
This is the same team they've had for the last 4 or 5 years, and they continue to do this. They're trending backwards. Let's fire another hitting coach, all right? Bring in another hitting coach, because obviously it's the hitting coach. It's not the players. The players are the common denominator. They're the ones not getting the job done, all right? It's undisciplined bats and selfish at bats night in and night out, period.
They're some of the snowflakes today, some of the biggest I've ever seen.
They were pretty good in May.
Let's try Kendall. He's in Naperville. Morning, hey, Kendall.
Hey, guys. I can take credit for the Manny Banuelos text.
Oh, fantastic.
Maybe he can pick me up and help me with my marriage. At any rate, that's another story.
Yeah, that was far too revealing.
You know what? You know what I'm excited about is this year for the Sox, even though they're, you know, record-wise mediocre, we may have found a middle-of-the-order MVP candidate, a number one ace starter. And which I think goes a little underlooked is, I mean, he's great. Aaron Bummer is that type of eighth inning guy that all the winning teams have. He misses bats all the time. He doesn't walk people. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm really, like, truly optimistic about the future for the first time in a long time. Things seem to be going the right way.
Thanks, Kendall.
Good
Appreciate
phone call.
It.
You know who would love to have an Aaron Bummer? The Cubs. Left-hander out of the bullpen you can count on. That's a guy. He's right. Good teams have a lefty like that, and he was very good last night.
Good job by Ricky Renteria, too, pulling Nova at that time and letting Bummer go those two innings. I mean, in that kind of Andrew Miller role. He's not necessarily in the eighth or the ninth, but in big spots you bring him in, and he did a fantastic
job.
And
weren't you surprised he did, Kevin, in that circumstance?
Because, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that showed an aggressiveness that I thought was a good move by Renteria and also indicated that they wanted to win that game. They want to win every game. But he wasn't going to be a case where you're going to let a guy stay in longer than necessary.
But the problem with saying that is that it implies the Cubs were hoping to lose that game.
Well, that's not what I meant. That's not what I mean when saying that, though. But didn't you have the same reaction? Ricky Renteria managed that game like it wasn't mid-June, like it wasn't one of these, like it was more important than the rest. Is that fair to say?
I got a text from a friend who wanted to know if Chris Bryant understood who they were playing tonight. So it's the same type of idea that, you know.
Now who's implying what?
Go around. Well, yeah. I'm not implying anything. I'm just repeating a text. I thought Dustin set precedent with that yesterday.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Okay. All right. We're going to bring in Danny
Biggs,
Connor.
You should stick to the Bears.
What? I can't hear him half the time. We're in the culinary.
He said kitchen. We should stick to the Bears.
Is that what he just
said? No, I said Biggsy should stick to the Bears.
Oh, okay. That's pretty funny.
You're the friend that maybe texted you that thought was probably Biggs.
That's pretty funny. You're a funny guy. All right, we're going to bring in Danny Connor. I believe they're already at the ballpark, if I'm not mistaken. They're probably already stuck into some free food, if I know those
They just got there early to read a book.
No, they got there early to listen to whatever interview we could do so they could cherry pick it and insult the person we had on. Mock them if that's what they're after. We'll talk to them about it next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here. Bernstein and McKnight coming up this morning at 9. We start with Transition with Mully and Haw. Midday Midway at 10:40. Plus, all day long, we're at Gallagher Way covering the Cubs and Sox thanks to our friends at Wintrust. That's Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Whether on the beach, at the pool, or in the backyard, Schaffer Hopper Grapefruit Beer is the perfect beer for all your summer fun. Made with a blend of 50% Hefeweizen beer and delicious grapefruit juice, it's cool, crisp, and refreshing. It's the number one grapefruit beer in America. Also try new Schaffer Hopper Pomegranate Beer made with real pomegranate juice. Drink responsibly. Unleash your pride at Jacklin's at 3420 North Broadway during Pride Month. Grab some cool swag and enjoy $5 beer specials all month long. 21 plus event.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Landscapers have hit pay dirt at the Home Depot with pro-grade Razorback tools. Tough, durable, made to be the toughest tools on the truck. Plus, every Razorback tool is backed by a lifetime warranty to stand the test of time. So pick them up, put them to work, and put your mind at ease. Durable Razorback tools, made for pros, available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid U.S. only.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The internet has changed. So should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet for digital banking. It's time for a change. Now through July 10th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit the PNC Hyde Park branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about, benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
Hi, I'm Misty May Trainer. As a 3-time gold medalist beach volleyball world champion, I had access to the world's best trainers and doctors. But now I'm retired, a busy mom of 3, coach volleyball, and I want my legs to look as good as possible. So when I noticed the veins on my legs, I wanted the same world-class treatment I was used to.
So Misty May joined the over 1 million women and men who went to Vein Clinics of America. For over 35 years, the doctors at Vein Clinics of America have been the leading experts in the non-invasive treatment of vein disease. If you're experiencing tired, painful, tender legs, or have lost your confidence due to those embarrassing varicose and spider veins, you can get world-class treatment for your legs in Dallas-Fort Worth.
My experience with Vein Clinics of America was amazing. I got my legs back, and I'm ready to hit the beach again feeling confident.
Call Vein Clinics of America now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Most treatments are covered by insurance. Call 800-307-4200. 800-307-4200. That's 800-307-4200.
Get to Old Navy today. All tees, all shorts, and all dresses are on sale now for 50% off. That's right. Get 50% off all tees, 50% off all shorts, and 50%